Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we're broadcasting from Bookstore One at 12 South Palm Avenue in Sarasota. And I'm here with bookseller Andrea Ginsky. My name's Roxanne Baker, if I didn't already just say that. And we're going to talk about some books we're interested in that are coming up, and also one that just came out that I read too. So I'll let Andrea start with a book that she's really excited about.
Okay, I'm going to talk about first is a book called Graceland at Last, and it's by Margaret Renkel. I think that's how you pronounce it, R-E-N-K-L. It comes out on the 16th of September, and we are actually having a program with her, a Zoom program, on the launch day of the book. So if you get on our website, you can sign up for that. But she is a wonderful reporter for the journalist for the New York Times. She writes editorial columns that are on the South and on nature. She lives in Nashville, and she writes just beautifully. I really love reading her column. It comes out every Monday in the New York Times. And so her new book, Graceland at Last, is essays and personal experience, essays with people she's talked to and personal experiences about living in the South. And since Florida is kind of the South,
sure,
we're kind of a little bit of the South.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this. I'm excited about the book, and I'm excited that we're having a program with her.
Nice.
So that should be really cool.
That sounds very good.
Yeah.
I'll talk about one that came out August 3rd, and I feel like because it's short stories, sometimes people don't give it enough chance. People always say, oh, I don't want to read a book of short stories, but sometimes they're so rich. It's by Anthony Vesna So. And he died suddenly last December at a very young age. That's not why I like the book, though. I know sometimes things become acclaimed because the person died. His writing is so beautiful. It's such a shame that he did die, obviously, but his books is fantastic. It's called After Parties, Stories. And it is a group of short stories set in California. He's Cambodian. So what I like about that is because I grew up in sort of a sheltered environment, I didn't get to learn a lot of multiculturalism or about the world in general. So I find his stories just riveting. And he also has humor in them. So it's not something dark. If people like to read before they go to bed, I think short stories are ideal because you can get almost like a whole world in one small piece rather than have this ongoing book that you are sort of stuck with if for whatever reason. So I really liked After Party Stories, and I feel like it kind of got lost in the shuffle somehow. So that's a good one. What's another
book? Okay, so the next one I'm going to talk to is called Harlem Shuffle, and it's by Colson Whitehead. And it's interesting that Roxanne talked about short stories because I just read an excerpt that was published as a short story in The New Yorker. And I don't know if you know Colson Whitehead. His other books he's known for are Underground Railroad and The Nickel Boys, which are very pretty dark stories that have a lot to do with racism and slavery. Well, this is different. So Harlem Shuffle is really kind of a rollicking mystery type of jaunt. And it's historically a kind of historical fiction set in the 60s in New York. And it's about two cousins, and one is involved in a heist, and one's, from what, you know, it's just was an excerpt, but from what I can tell, one is going to be the front, like he's going to be selling the stuff.
Okay.
And having read Whitehead's other stuff, this seems much different than that. I don't know. I loved Deacon King Kong by James McBride, which was also a kind of a historical fiction, but like current history, like in it's set in Brooklyn in the 60s. This is Harlem, and so I'm really looking forward to this. It comes out on September 24th.
Okay.
And if you have, I think it was in the New Yorker a couple of weeks ago, you can read the excerpt.
Okay, great. And speaking of authors who mix things up, I'll talk about Jonathan Franzen's new novel, Crossroads, which comes out October 5th. So you could read Whitehead's book, and then once you finish that, here comes Franzen with a book. It's Crossroads, and it's the beginning of a trilogy, so it's the first of three. I'm really excited about it. He's obviously, if you know anything about Franzen, he's done a lot of essays. He cares about the environment. He cares about birds. He's written several novels. He won the National Book Award for The Corrections. And I feel like he's almost come back home as far as the dysfunctional family saga. And he just is, he's a genius writer in my book. I mean, he really can take me away and make me feel like I'm in this world with a family. And yet the people aren't so dysfunctional that they aren't real. So I highly, highly recommend Crossroads. It's set in 1971. And so I can't wait to see where he goes. It's a family of six. Minister is the father. And it's set in Illinois. And it's just fascinating, the different characters and how he can really capture great dialogue and people's inner minds. So I highly recommend that.
Okay.
Next for you.
I have another one, which is by Elizabeth Strout, who's also a prize-winning novelist. She won the Pulitzer Prize, and she likes writing sequels. So her next book coming out is called Oh, William, and it's a sequel to My Name is Lucy Barton.
Oh.
And I loved My Name is Lucy Barton. I didn't read the Olive Kitteridge books that everybody loves, but I thought Lucy Barton is about a writer. And the book is really about her relationship with her mother. And it's a mother-daughter story, their fraught relationship. But Lucy Barton is an interesting character, kind of, from what I know about Olive Kitteridge, you know, she's a little bit different. Uh-huh. So her new book, Oh, William, which comes out in October, is about her relationship with her ex-husband. That's who William is. And from what I read about it, I don't really, I haven't read this one yet, or no, but it's really about her ex-husband asked her to go on a trip with him to investigate a family secret. And from what I've read, it's about kind of love and what keeps us together and also what drives us apart because it's her ex-husband. So it sounds really good, and I'm thinking that's going to be my next read because I have a copy of it.
All right. That does sound intriguing.
Yeah.
Very good. And the last one I'll pitch for today is A Thousand Years of Joys and Sorrows. It comes out November 2nd. It's by A. Weiwei, who's an artist and a writer. He's had a couple exhibits at Ringling Museum that you may have seen and not really known who he was. He did these Zodiac brass heads, which was an outdoor exhibit on the lawn of Ringling, which was astounding. And then he also did Zodiac heads in Legos, which was also amazing. He actually tells the story. It's a memoir. So he's telling the story of his father's life first, which is unbelievable. His father spent time in a labor camp in China during Mao's reign. And then Weiwei is jailed during his lifetime, current time in China. I think it was for 90 days almost, maybe just a little less than that. But it's a harrowing story of his first his father's labor camp experience, which Weiwei was at. He actually was able to bring his kids to the labor camp, and they lived literally underground in this bunker. And it's just amazing what this man has survived and became this tremendous artist. So I highly, highly recommend that. That comes out November 2nd. And then I want to give props to Andrea. She does so much here. Want to tell what you did? You helped sign us up for a thing on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday is Bookstore Romance Day. So yes. If you stop in, there's a display of romance novels, both classic and, you know, regular romance novels.
Yeah.
If you look on our website, we have some of Elsie's favorite romance novels because she's our big romance fan. And, you know, it's just a fun thing to celebrate. It's kind of an Indies Love Romance Day. Bookstores love romance.
And I think sometimes those books get short shrift, but people love them.
That's right.
And we had a customer actually last Saturday. Remember, she said she wanted to know about an author.
Oh, that's right.
She was a romance
novelist. And actually, and there's some free notebooks. There's some Romance Day swag you can pick up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Andrea, for setting that up. It's fun. All right, well, thanks for listening today to Reading with Roxanne, and we'll be back in a couple weeks with some more ideas. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.